Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Drake, welcome to the show. Welcome to Second Date Update.
Hey, thanks for helping me, guys.
Sure.
Tell us everything, man. How was the date? How did it go?
It was really fun. I had a really good time with Amanda. We met for beers. There's just a lot of, like, verbal sparring, which I love. Just, you know, kind of going back and forth, like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? You know, just kind of, like, getting to know each other and her opinion and stuff like that. I mean, like, we didn't agree on everything, but, like, it's, you know, not a huge deal. It was just, like, a lot of pop culture stuff, things like that. Nothing too serious.
Okay, I was going to say, because, like, obviously if she's not getting back to you, you didn't get too, you know, political or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. No, it was, like, a lot of pop culture stuff.
Okay. Right.
So you're saying, Drake, the connection was good then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, like, honestly, not to brag, but it kind of seemed like it was a sure thing.
Mm. All right, and this is the most important question I think we ask up front is, how did you leave things with Amanda, Drake?
Well, you know, I shot my shot. I invited her in. I invited her over, rather, and she begged off.
Okay. Did she give a reason for not wanting to come over? I mean, it's a first date. That can't be expected.
Yeah, no, and I mean, it wasn't. I mean, she said that she had a headache, and she thanked me for having a nice time.
Okay. She had a headache from all that banter.
Yeah, well,
that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that. Let's call her up. See what's what with Amanda. So you hold on right there, Drake.
Hello?
Hi, could we speak to Amanda, please?
Who's calling?
Yeah, Amanda, please don't hang up. It's not a sales call or anything like that. We got to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, you're actually on the radio right now. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Amanda.
And, yeah.
Did I, like, win a prize?
Well, not yet. we do have some great stuff coming up.
Yeah, it's not like that, though.
But we're asking, we do a segment called Second Date Update, and we were wondering if you had a few minutes to talk to us about a date you went on recently.
What?
Okay, so one of our listeners, his name is Drake, said he had a really awesome date with you and asked us if to call you and ask, because he hasn't heard back from you since his first date.
Yeah.
Do you remember Drake?
Oh, yeah. No. I remember Drake because he's a little psycho.
Drake?
Whoa. Drake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't seem.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because we didn't really sense that when we talked to him.
Sure. Yeah. No. I mean, it's not really something that he did. It's kind of just a pattern. Like, it's something he does. So apparently Drake just cuts his exes completely out of his life.
Okay, but I mean, some people need to leave like their exes in the past. Like that's
right, but like he blocks them on social media, deletes all of their texts and emails, and blocks their phone numbers, like all of them.
Well, there, you know, might be good reasons for that. It could be a tough breakup. You know, you don't want the other person seeing what you're doing, and you don't want to see what they're doing. I mean, I can kind of understand that up to a point.
No, he does it every single time. Like, even if it's just been one date, he's just done.
You don't have to make me sound crazy, all right? Like,
what?
Okay, yeah, all right.
Amanda, so Drake's still here.
Well, see, we talked to Drake about 5 minutes ago, so he's just been on hold with us. Drake, what were you saying about this? Is this true you block every ex on social media?
I mean, she's not, so, yes.
Is she right about that?
Yes, she is, but let me explain, okay? Like, is that something that I do? Yes, absolutely it is, okay? For me, it helps me to move on, all right? I don't think that it's that big of a deal, okay? Listen, man, I really liked you. I thought that we had a really good time, and you weren't answering me, so... I just wanted to get another chance.
You realize this is too much, right? Okay? And one breakup where you go all eternal sunshine on your ex, totally get it. But all of them, it's just, it's a lot. It's a total red flag.
What do you expect him to do, Amanda, is to remain friends with these exes?
No, I don't think you have to stay, like, friends. And I get it if it was, like, a really serious relationship or whatnot. But, like, when you go and meet someone for drinks, like twice, and then you're like, that's it. I can never see, you know, Susan again. That seems a bit extreme. Like, why are you triggered by her, like, scrolling on your Instagram? Like,
is that true? Is it two dates, or are these people you've seen exclusively for a while? Is Amanda exaggerating?
No, she's not exaggerating, but it's like, but regardless, it doesn't matter. I don't understand why any of my exes, why any people I've gone out in the past have anything to do with this. Like, I don't get it. I saw you, saw me, we had a good time, we had fun. That's it. That's all that matters.
Amanda, if you don't mind me asking, so like, because here's the thing, you know, some people, like in this case, Drake, I guess I'm going to try to defend Drake a little bit. Like, some people have a hard time. They need to cut their exes out of their life because they don't really want to be, you know, reminded or whatever from that. Does that make sense? Like, so, but you just don't like that, or that's weird for you.
You know what? I'm just going to save Drake some time. Why don't you just go ahead and just delete me everything now, okay? Bye-bye.
Listen, Drake, I understand. Somebody told me this, and I agree with it. I don't think you can be friends with an ex until you're truly happy seeing them with someone else. And I think if you've gone out with somebody a couple times, there's no future there. Didn't work out. It's understandable. You both moved on. I don't understand why you can't be friends. So there's, I think the truth or the right answer somewhere probably
in the
middle. But this one's kind of I'm kind of dumbfounded over Amanda's response to this. What do you have What do you have to say?
I just think that it sucks because everybody handles the exes in a different way, right? And like for me, I would think that you'd be happy because hey, I'm not going to contact them and go out with them. Like, you know, if I'm with you, I'm just with you. Like, I think that this is a good thing.
You're right. I mean, there is some. I think some people would see a level of healthiness to what Amanda saw was unhealthy.
You know, it's kind of funny because, like PT said, it would be the opposite of typically. It's like, well, he still talks to all his exes.
Right. He's still friends with his ex. Like, I could see somebody reacting that same way.
That's exactly how I feel. I would think that, like, hey, you know that, like, that's it. It's just you and I. You know, I'm always moving forward.
And it feels like a red flag to me that Amanda is telling you, Drake, how you should treat your exes when she's only been out with you once.
Yeah, I'm on the dodge bullet train here. I mean, what's next? She tells you how you can treat your friends or who you can hang out with or whatever.
All right.
A little controlling here, I think, Drake.
I agree. But rest assured, Drake, that if this ever happens again, we'll always be here for you on the next Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.